The Board of Directors meeting of the order! National Federation of the Blind will be in order. Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
I need a microphone. Oh, we lost the microphone. Thank you, sir.
Okay. That's better. Let's see who all is here. Madam First Vice President.
Here. Mindy Jacobson, here.
Second Vice President.
Hello, this is Chancey Fleet.
Secretary.
Kate Mendez, here.
Treasurer.
Ray Wayne, here.
Long Island Chapter.
Okay.
Did I hear an answer to Long Island?
Yes, you did.
I did, okay. New York City.
Romeo.
There you go. White Plain, Westchester.
Here.
Okay. I heard him. Syracuse.
Lucy Marr.
Rochester.
Heather Bird.
Buffalo.
Mike Robinson.
What am I leaving out here? POBC.
Here.
Name. Name.
Jim Jonas here.
Thank you. Who am I forgetting? NAGDU? Okay. NAGDU. Student Division? Student Division? They're around here somewhere. They'll show up. Did I leave anybody out? I think I got everybody. Anyway, that's pretty good attendance. We are here. I am excited about this convention. It's been a long day for me. I appreciate your understanding when my back went out. So thank you very much, folks, for being understanding. Let's see if we can get through tomorrow. I'm going to go lay down on a rough, hard surface. Anyway, having said all that, we've got some business to take care of. We have some reports to be delivered, some announcements to be made. But first, I want to welcome our national representative. It's been a long time, several years, since we've welcomed this couple. I'd like to welcome Mark and Patricia Maurer.
Oh, it's good to be back, and I'm going to have a lot to say during the course of the convention, and I appreciate Carl's efforts here today, and I look forward to all the things we have to do, and I know we only have an hour now, so I won't take it. Thank you very much for welcoming me and Patricia Maurer right there.
there she is.
You should know that Patricia Maurer seems to have agreed to marry me when we were in New York in 1973. So that's been a long time ago.
Married in New York.
We were at the convention of the National Federation of the Blind, as a matter of fact. And it was a nice convention.
A couple of other guests I'd like to welcome just for two or three quick words. From our senior division, Ruth Sager. Those of you who were here at our senior presentation got a feel for what a wealth of knowledge Ruth has about senior issues. And we have another guest, Dan Wenzel from Blind Incorporated. Dan? He's out buying stuff in the exhibit hall. Exhibit hall's closed up. Okay, then Dan went to bed. Anyhow. Sorry?
He's still in Minneapolis time.
Exactly. Anyhow, we've got some things to take care of now. And let me take one quick thing. I promised somebody 2 minutes, and I want to keep my promise because if I don't do it now, I'll forget it. Bernice, you asked for 2 minutes. You've got it. Go.
Well, hi, Carl. You gave me
No, I just took three back.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, in your packets is a brochure for Crafters Corner, and is K Crafters and K for Corners. About a year and a half ago, I contacted someone on a list online, and I said, oh, I'm trying to learn this certain kind of knitting thing. And she said, but I noticed that she sold knitted products, so she didn't know what it was. But you should join Crafters Corner. Maybe someone knows. So I did. I joined Crafters Corner. It was right about the time that Rochester was forming our chapter. And no one knew on the line on there what I needed to know. But in the meantime, I've learned how to make about a 14-inch tall beaded Christmas tree, a lighthouse. I didn't know what all the hoopla was about. Loom knitting. I'm like, well, you knit with needles, don't you? But anyway, they taught me what loom knitting is, and I think it's really easy, and I think anybody could learn it. But on your flyer, you'll see that they have many, many things that they do. They have a Monday night chat, and it is a very wide range. It's about an hour and a half. You call the free number, and we've talked about recipes, we've talked about different craft things, and they even had a discussion about manners. I don't know why, but also they teach many classes. The classes are done mostly by phone. You call again the free number conference line, and someone who knows how to do a craft, they tell you ahead of time what materials you need to get, and they help everybody along to learn a new craft. Sometimes they're done by email. There's a monthly, I don't know why they call them dishcloths, because they're too pretty to use as dishcloths, and I plan to make a sampler Afghan out of all the cloths that I make. But so that they do teach that way, and the lady, you know, people write very good instructions. And it's also a list, of course, where people can pose problems or tell about their brags. And this is their 10th year, and they have all kinds of contests and prizes. And it's just a very friendly, fun, close-knit group. You know, they really, really reach out to each other. And they, you know, oh, happy birthday, so-and-so. And oh, we're sorry you're having a hard time. I mean, it's really it's a community. It's not just crafts. And by the way, there are men as well as women on the group. And on your flyer at the end is all of the contact information. The dues are $20 a year. However, if that's a problem for someone, they can work out other arrangements. And I get a $10 discount for talking to you guys today.
All right.
Thank you.
So, Bernice, thank you very much. Yeah. Those of you who are interested in Crafters Division, go see Bernice.
Yeah.
Right?
The flyer is in your packet, too.
Yeah, the flyer is in your registration packet. Everybody stay awake, please. It's time for a treasurer's report. I know how everybody loves detail. Right? Anyway. Right. I would appreciate that sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. Anyhow, let me turn the microphone over for the time that he needs to our treasurer, Ray Wayne.
Can somebody hold the mic for me?
Oh my God. That doesn't have a stamp?
No.
I got it.
Do we have a traveling mic up here? Yes, I have it.
No, I'm just going to hold this. If you're talking too slow, I'll whack you with it.
Okay, does this work? Yes, it does. All right.
Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. For those who don't know, I'm reading Braille, so it's kind of hard to read Braille and hold a mic at the same time. So, Kate, I thank you for holding the mic. Okay. We have two primary accounts, checking accounts. We have a Newsline account, and we have an operating account. The operating account is the general account from which we deposit money and write checks. The Newsline account refers specifically to Newsline Hopefully everybody here knows what Newsline is. If not, we'll save that for the next presentation because I don't want to make Kate hold this mic any longer than she has to. As of this week, the balance in the operating account is about $12,000. The balance in the Newsline account is about $60,000. We also have some money in PayPal that'll go into the operating account. I'm going to go through highlights of income and expenses, and this is January 1st of this year through September 30 of this year. All right, and these are by categories. You know, what type. I'm going to do income first and then expenses. Okay, income, dues, membership dues, $224. Sale of goods, $868. Grants, $950, and that is the state, Commission for the Blind, the grant for the Bell Program. Event sponsorship, that's for this, mostly for this convention, $7,250. And again, remember, this is as of September 30, so I think it's higher than that by now. It isn't, okay. Contributions, $6,000, this is general, general donations, $6,068.42. Money that we get, the total that we got from Capital District Callers, that's our community outreach / fundraiser contractor, is $27,067.20. Convention registration, $1,545.75. Special event, $125. Newsline from the Commission for the Blind this year, we've gotten $137,598.79 from a legislative grant that Carl was instrumental in us obtaining, $82,648. Expenses. This is the operating account. Second. Washington Seminar, $8,014.11. Albany Seminar, $5,957.16. National Convention, $11,768.67. Bell Program, we spent $13,483.64. State convention, as of this point, we had spent $500. Grants that we made grants to several national foundations and to several affiliates for specific programs. Total was $3,750. Telephone, fax, and internet is $5,505.94. Supplies and equipment, $10,964.55. Postage, $128. Boy, we need that. We need to spend that. $128.03. Printing and publication, total $377.70. Officers travel, $3,520. Contract services, $61,119.95. Other members travel. We had a lot of travel for a seminar we had this year and a few other things. $3,521.09. Newsline advertising. This came from the operating account. $13,980. From the Newsline account expenses, we had some maintenance fees that we paid, and some of that we get back. And then we had in contract services, and that's for the members of our affiliate who work for us, Claudia, Mike, Mindy, Arthur, Lucy, and Carl. The total is $50,940, and that's everything. And I assume we will take questions. Romeo.
Yeah, just to be clear, maybe I misunderstood what you said, but I thought that Brian Daniels confirmed this morning that Bell received $9,500.
That's right.
And I thought that you said $950. Is that?
It's $9,500.
Okay.
If I said $950, I misspoke.
But okay, good enough.
It's $9,500. Heather?
I'm just wondering, so this is fairly detailed. Obviously, there's an even more detailed breakdown somewhere. Is this available online or on the website? And this may be a dumb question, and I may just be ignorant.
Not yet, but it will be.
Okay.
Probably a little bit touched up, a little bit more formal.
Okay.
We have copies of our 990 that we filed with the federal government available on GuideStar.
That's the 990 for 2016, which we had until we got an extension until it goes through the national office and through some auditor that we pay a lot of money to. Don't get me started. And we got an extent. They needed an extension to November 15, which the government gave them, which they generally do. And we just filed. So we just filed it on about November 15. So and that's available on GuideStar, or I don't know if it is yet. I'm not sure how accessible GuideStar is, but we can get if somebody wants it, we can get it to you.
With all due respect, are we 501(c)? Why are we filing with the federal government?
We have to file as a charitable organization. We don't pay taxes.
Oh,
but as
okay.
a charitable organization, we have to file with the feds as a 501(c)(3). Mm-hmm. We have to file with the IRS and also with the Office of Charities in the New York State Law Department. New York State Attorney General's office.
And is that itemized so that they can see what we did with the money that we collected or what we're doing? I don't get it.
Right, all that.
I see, okay. And this is something that is done every year?
Yes, we have to, required to, and we have to pay a fee for it.
We have to pay
a fee. Pay a fee to the state, for the state.
I don't understand about the auditing part, though, the way you said that we have to pay an auditor a lot of money. That doesn't make sense.
Everything is okay. We send our information to the national law. We send our records, our check records and our deposit information to the national office in Baltimore.
Right.
They then code it in a certain way and forward it to an auditor. I'm not an accountant, but I know that it's required. Actually, all we needed this year was a review, which is not as detailed as an audit, but by law we have to have our by federal law and by state law we have to have our finances at the very least reviewed or audited. It's a happy problem because it means that we have a lot of money. When I first became treasurer, we had about $5,000 in our account, and we didn't have to be audited or reviewed or anything mm-hmm. because we only had $5,000 in our account.
Right.
About a month or two later, we got into the big time. We got into the bigger leagues anyway, as far as fundraising.
Right.
And now we're passing, hundreds of thousands of dollars through every year. And
that's
by
great.
Law,
we
have to be accountable.
Just so I understand, all of the other states are doing the same thing, or are we the only ones?
No, just about, maybe Dr. Maurer knows, but just either all of them or very close to all of them.
Great, thank you.
Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary. First of all, thank you for putting that together. It's the first time I've ever heard such a detailed description. Thank you. And because I don't really understand, I just, this just caught my ear and I don't understand it, so I'm going to ask. You had a $60,000, I believe it was an expenditure for contractor services?
Most of that is the money that we pay. We have a professional fundraiser, and what he does in part is outreach. I mean, what they do is they call, it's mostly in the Capital District. For some reason, it hasn't worked as well in other parts of the state. I don't know why. But they call people, you know, those annoying phone calls that we all hate. They call people and ask them to give money, and we have to pay them. And we get about 32% of what they bring in, and the rest goes to them. And the average, last I knew, the average of what a charitable organization, which is what we are, gets in a contract with this kind of professional fundraiser is something like 10 to 15%. When Mr. Zeisler told me that he was offering, he could give us 32%, I thought I was hearing things.
So if we pay out $60,000, what's the income on that?
We got 20. It was 27. I can look for the number.
I'm just trying to understand.
27,000 and change.
Okay.
Heather.
Dr. Maurer, can you? Is there someone who can bring him a mic? Because.
I haven't asked you about this, Ray, but if we paid 60 and we have 27 beyond that, we got 87 and we retained 27. Yes?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's right. Yeah.
That's the arithmetic involved.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting arithmetic.
Which means that we gained 27,000 net that we didn't have, but we raised 87,000 and we spent on various categories of expenditure. One of them would be public information and one of them would be fundraising, and I don't know how we split it up. I'd have to look at it. But we spent $60,000 to get people to know about us, and we spent or to fundraise one or the other. That's right. The custom that we use.
Right. The 27, yeah, that's the net, the 27.
And the one of you, which one of you, asked about why we spending this money on the federal government? Well, we'd like to stay out of jail. I mean, putting it politely, the government makes us do it, so that's why. And it costs us money. We have to pay for an audit. We could do our own audit, but the government wouldn't believe that. So we have to buy an audit from somebody, or at least a review, and then we have to pay people these various costs to get the things filed. I look at the price tag that we have to do for the national organization every year and wonder. Then they say you can't spend too much on management, because if you do, that's a bad thing. Well, public companies spend a lot of money on management. Have you heard about these salaries where they get $150 million a year? That's management cost. And people don't complain about that. They only complain when it's charitable. And I think to myself, how are you going to get good management unless you're willing to have some money available to get it in? But somehow it doesn't seem to be the same standard if it's a nonprofit. I'm complaining now. how can you tell? I wonder. Anyway, Mike Hagel.
Heather was still on the floor.
I just have one quick question along the lines of transparency. So someone is calling hundreds, thousands of people. Do we have access? Do we have like a little secret shopper who gets one of these calls? And here's just verifies it's being done in a respectful manner. For instance, they're saying National Federation of, not for, the blind. They're not making it sound like we're pathetic, needy charity cases, because this asking for money needs to be done. I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but it has to be done extremely carefully if it's not going to undo our aims.
We approve this. We approve the script.
Okay, and someone monitors it in some way to make sure that the reps who are calling are following it and being respectful and getting done what we want done.
I don't know that we have a secret shopper. It's an interesting idea, but we do. I mean, we do approve the script. We do approve the script.
Okay.
And we've worked with this fund. We've worked with this gentleman for 30 years, and he trains his staff, and he's done a great job for us.
Can we get an MP3 of a sample conversation or the script itself posted to the website where we can see it, maybe in the members section or somewhere, just so we can see what's... if it's a sample one, not like with an actual customer, but where they're like they do it as if they're doing it for a person, or just the text that we can read. Or something, just so we can all see what's being used, especially for newer people. Cool, thank you.
All right, any other questions?
Mindy?
I
move that the report be approved as read.
Second. I have a motion and a second that Treasurer's report be approved as read. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, folks, and thank you, Mr. Treasurer.
Thank you.
I have another announcement to make. The Resolutions Committee will meet on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Those of you who got email did get a reminder from me about submitting resolutions. I did not send a second one. That was an oversight. But you did get emails about submitting resolutions to the chair of the committee. The chair is Chancy Fleet. And resolutions are the policy of this organization. So if we're drafting policy for the coming year, we ought to be doing it at the Resolutions Committee. So in the Dutch Room at 7 a.m. over breakfast, you will have the meeting of the Resolutions Committee, and they will be considered at the morning meeting of the full body. Is that right, Ms. Fleet? Thank you, ma'am. Do I have other questions or statements or comments? Dan Wenzel, did you get in here yet? Do you want to say hello?
Good afternoon, fellow Federationists. It's Dan Wenzel from Blind Incorporated in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is an honor to be here. I will be here throughout the convention. Look forward to working with all of you and getting to know you and meet you. So I will yield the mic back, but good afternoon.
And a good afternoon to you, sir. We will be hearing from you and others tomorrow. What did I have that I forgot? Oh, yes, an important announcement about the Board of Elections. Who has that copy? Is it in printer braille?
It's me.
You, go for it. Go for it. Read the important announcement about the Board of Elections. That actually came from Valerie.
Okay.
Valerie Yingling.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. So before I get into Valerie's announcement, I'm not going to read the whole press release, but I'm just going to read enough so that we understand why we might care. So there are barriers to... online registration for blind and vision impaired and other folks with disabilities on their way to voter registration. These barriers include DMV web pages and downloadable forms that can't be read out loud by the screen reader software used by blind and low vision people to hear and navigate computer screen content. On the privacy rights front, the software can't read the fillable forms section on party affiliation on the Board of Elections website. So blind and low vision voters are forced to disclose their private information when they print out the form and get someone else to help them sign it, destroying their privacy and their independence. So that's all I'm going to read from the press release. The full press release is available on the website of the National Federation of the Blind, and I can also send you a copy if anyone wants. I will be widely distributing a link to the press release and this reminder. About the upcoming hearing, which I'm going to scroll to right now. Thanks, Apple. Right now. Cool. All right. President Riccobono has asked that you be alerted to the upcoming NFB of New York Board of Elections hearing scheduled for December 19th in New York City. We'd like to have members attend to impress upon the judge how important an issue voting access is for blind citizens. So please encourage the affiliate and chapter members around you to attend. The hearing for the Board of Elections and DMV website case will be, thanks Apple, December 19th at 2 p.m. It'll be at the Daniel Patrick Moynihan United States Courthouse, which is at 500 Pearl Street in New York, New York. So it's in Manhattan. It'll be in courtroom 23B, Judge Forrest's courtroom. And we'd like for you to attend to show the judge that access to voting matters to our members. That's it. It'll be going out on the affiliate distribution lists in the coming weeks, once before Thanksgiving, another time after. But please save the date yourself. And please, if you're willing, reach out to the people around you that might not have made it here this weekend and let them know to save this important date so that we have independent access to the voter registration process. Thank you. Oh, any, can I entertain any questions?
You can take questions if there are any.
Peter.
Glad you asked. The American Civil Liberties Union, Disability Rights Advocates, and Brown Goldstein Libby.
Yay. Another one we're going to win. Other questions? Thank you, Chancy.
Thank you.
Mike.
Yes.
You
Here's
had an mic. Announcement about the horse race. A chance to make some money.
Seeing as how Father Bookie couldn't make it this weekend. Something about Jordan, I'm not sure what that was. I'm going to be your bookie for the weekend. We're having our annual horse race. Everybody remembers how that works? Nope. Six horses, go a specified number of paces, and whoever completes those paces is the winning horse. You can bet on whatever horse you like. We have numbers one through
six.
Thank you, six. And I'm having a hard time counting that high right now. Horses one through six. I'm working on getting jockeys soon, so I'm not going to announce the names of the jockeys. But the bets are on $5 increments, and your winnings will be dependent upon the odds and the outcome and that type of thing. There are some people here that have made a fair amount of money betting on the horses that win. I'm still waiting to meet them in the bar, but whatever. But see me, or I'm right up here, okay, up toward the front on the right, today or during the session tomorrow. Betting closes is when the gavel comes down at the close of session tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have the race in the evening. Anybody have any questions?
Yes, I haven't picked horses yet, or jockeys, I should say.
You don't need to. I've already got it partly taken care of.
You got the jockeys taken care of?
I told you I'd take care of the horse race.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
That would be all.
Any other questions? That's it. Thank you, Mike, for taking care of the horse race. We miss Father Bookie. Other questions? Other business for the board? This is shaping up to be a pretty good convention, folks. POBC has got a shot in the arm, I understand. POBC has some new officers. Could we name them?
Me, Jim Jonas, is now the president of POBC New York. And Rashida is my first vice president.
Yay!
My second vice president is Maura.
Yay!
You know, as I go down the line, it doesn't have to get quieter and quieter on the applause here, you know. My secretary is Candace.
Yay!
And my treasurer is Bernice.
Yay!
Very good, POBC. Terrific.
Thank you.
Kay did something too today.
Yes, I'm here sitting behind you.
You want the mic?
Yes.
Here we go.
Although I don't suppose I need it.
Can I save your voice?
The reason we asked for the mic is so you can be on stream and on the recording.
Okay. Well, for the sake of those streaming, I will save my teacher voice then. This is actually the perfect segue because the program I'm about to introduce to you guys has to do with our BCs, our blind children. Last year, the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois put together an event called the Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest for all of the states bordering the Great Lakes. So it is officially the Great Lakes Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest. And each affiliate contributed a fairly small sum and to be used for the purchase of prizes. And from each affiliate, students were asked to, basically, students were recruited to read as many pages as possible in Braille over a designated time period. Their reading had to be supervised by a teacher or parent or other, we hope, trustworthy adult. And then it was input into the system, and winners were chosen from across the Great Lakes states in a variety of categories based on age. So there was a kindergarten and first grade category, second and third, fourth and fifth, you get the idea. Last year, New York State had 6 participants, and 2 of them placed in their categories. One of those students was a former and ongoing Bell program participant, and the other one of those students had his first exposure to the Bell program this summer. So there is a direct correlation between Braille reading and Bell here in New York State. Go us. This year, we are being asked to participate again. The contribution for the entire state is $100, and Carl has green-lighted the contribution of that amount to the fund for prizes. And we will be, again, participating in that competition. So here's what I would like you guys to do. In your chapters, in your communities, in your neighborhoods, please reach out to any parents of blind children that you know and let them know about this program. And I have the flyers that go along with this program. I will be emailing them out on the state chapter leadership mailing list so that everyone will get copies. And I'm going to ask you to please pass those along to anybody, TVIs, anybody that you know who interacts with blind kids who might like to be a part of this. I can tell you from my own personal experience, the national organization used to run this program, actually, or a program of the same name. And they happened to be running it the year that I was in kindergarten and didn't want to learn to read Braille. And that was the same year that the blindness professionals in my community were telling me I didn't have to read Yucky Braille. And the same year that my mother tore her hair out. And it was because of this contest like this, which was also called the Braille Readers or Leaders Contest, that I, being the competitive soul that I am, was motivated enough to read enough Braille to become proficient at it for grade level purposes. Competitions like this, it might seem just like fun to us, but they can be turnkey moments for children who are resistant to using Braille, who are sort of uninterested in it, or who are just learning and feel frustrated by it. So this is a golden opportunity for us to reach out to our kids and to the families of our kids and to the professionals who support our kids and get everybody on board in helping to promote Braille literacy. So please, see me if you're interested. I will make sure I send you the flyers, and let's
see if we can beat 6 participants from New York and 2 placers, winning placeholders next year. Thank you.
I'm sitting here trying to remember. I had something else from Kate. Kate, are your scholarship class members in the room?
They should be. Yes.
Call them out. We got 5 minutes.
Okay. So scholarship finalists, please join me down front to do the brief introduction. Hey, look, it's another mic. I need to know all the mics. Okay. So if you'll join me down front, please. Basically, we are, dropping things, and excited to hear from you as you introduce yourselves. Tell us where you're going to school, what you're studying, and give us the edited version of who you are, and help us get to know you a little bit as scholarship finalists. I am waiting for one more person. Carlin, you on your way up? Fantastic. It is okay to take your time. It is not a problem at all. I am here, off to your left. You're doing fine. Keep going. You, if you would like to come continue about 10 more feet in front of you, past the podium, and then you will have found the line. Fantastic. And we do not mind waiting. Okay, so I'm going to actually do you guys, I'm going to take a minute and deviate from what I usually do, which is alphabetical order, and I'll do the order that you guys got up here so that everybody gets a break and has a chance to recombobulate themselves. So our first scholarship finalist this year is Bruce Sexton. And Bruce, you want to introduce yourself, like I said, who you are, where you're going to school, what you're studying, and a little bit about you. Now, this is not a podium-mounted mic. Are you okay to hold?
Sure.
There is a podium-mounted mic. I am not.
This works.
You sure?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Board of directors and distinguished guests, Mrs. Maurer, Dr. Maurer, friends and Federationists, I'm thrilled to be here as a scholarship finalist. I'm in my third year and last year of law school, thankfully. At the Syracuse University College of Law. I think, Luis, you graduated from there, too. And I am a research assistant for a professor and a research fellow for the Burton Blatt Institute. As a lawyer, I want to advocate for blind students. I have 2 beautiful kids of my own, and my partner is here, too, Jenneth. And with that, I just want to say that I'm very pleased to be here, and I'm excited for this convention.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Decker, you want to make your way around to where I am behind the podium? This part of the scholarship presentations is always a little bit like musical chairs because they never give us enough room back here. Okay. Decker, I'm going to pass you the mic if you'll reach out. Who you are, where you're going to school.
Hello. My name is Decker Ayers. I go to school at SUNY Canton online. I am going for emergency management and minor in criminal justice. I'm relatively new to the blind community. I'm mostly from the deaf community, but everyone here has been very welcoming and is very nice, actually. Nicer than some people in the deaf community. They can be kind of held strong, but so far I like it here. Thank you.
Well, welcome, and we're glad we haven't scared you off yet, but there's still time. All right. And Carlin, if you'll come around toward the sound of my voice. It gets wacky with the microphones, but okay.
And if you'll turn 90 degrees to your right, and you'll be facing everybody, and there's the line.
Hi, everyone. Hi. My name is Carlin George. I attend Brooklyn College in Brooklyn. Shout out. my major is communications. My minor is radio and television. I'm hoping to get into doing something in TV and radio field. Undecided whether or not I want to do a master's or go to law school. But this is my first time at any convention for the blind. Like, the blind thing is new to me too. So I'm really, really excited to be here. Really excited. I was so terrific to get this call. I was so happy. So I'm thanking everyone for being so nice and welcoming. As Decker said, you guys are really welcoming. So I'm really happy to be here. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all three of you.
And thank you, Kate, for you and your puppies.
Don't call, that's an awkward characterization.
I don't know why I said puppies. It just came out.
Well, you know how they were saying we were so nice and friendly and hadn't scared them off yet? That's strike one. Okay. All right. Carl, I'm going to pass this mic back to you. Everybody, thank you for your warm welcome for the scholarship finalists this year.
Okay. Are you giving me a mic? I got one here. We have had the scholarship program now since 1989. Am I coming across on this? It didn't sound like it. Anyway, we've had the scholarship program since 1989, and it's gotten bigger and better every year. I would entertain a motion from the board that we continue the scholarship program in a similar form for next year. I've got a motion and a second to continue the scholarship program. All board members, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Robinson.
Robinson, go.
I'm going to point out one problem that we had, though. Okay? We did an awful lot more outreach than we normally do with the scholarship program, and didn't really increase the number of applicants that we had.
I couldn't figure that out.
So what I'm asking is every member here, everybody knows a college near you, everybody knows of several colleges near you, just contact their disabilities offices, make sure that they're aware of the scholarship, make sure that they get the application and understand the importance of this to their students. It's a great program. It's a wonderful thing to do, but we just need more help doing the outreach for it.
Yep. And thank you. Mike is absolutely correct. We send them emails. We send emails to all of the SUNY and CUNY colleges. We have a mailing list of past scholarship applicants from the state and national scholarships. We do a ton of outreach, and we'd like to see more of a payoff from that, because the more people we reach, the more people who have an opportunity to get to know us. So thank you for bringing that up to everyone's attention, Mike. And I urge you guys, please take his advice. You know, just mention that we have a scholarship program at the state level and at the national level. Cough, cough. Last thing with regard to scholarships, those members of the committee and all three scholarship finalists, please remember, we have a dinner in the restaurant immediately following the close of the board meeting. That is a closed event. It's for just the scholarship committee and those finalists. And I suppose we could let our national rep come if he's interested. All right. Thank you, everybody.
There we go. Technical details got in the way, but we were approached with the appropriate constitution, which I reviewed and seems to be in order, and the appropriate officers by our chapter at large. And I asked for a charter to be sent to us that hasn't arrived yet, but I'd like to ask the board if it would favor approving the chapter at large as a chapter of the National Federation of Blind of New York. I've got a motion and a second to approve the chapter at large as a chapter. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Mary Lou, welcome aboard. You don't have a charter tonight because it didn't arrive in time. But you are a chapter as of tonight or now. Yay. Yay. Sorry? Exactly. It's in the mail. Your charter's in the mail. Right. Exactly. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Somebody want to get Mary Little Mike?
Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who's been really supportive of getting this chapter going. And I hope that, and I what I would love for you guys to do is to continue to be supportive. If you know of folks in the state who are, for whatever reason, not able to attend your chapter meetings, please put them in touch with us. We have a fairly active group. We've got speakers lined up, fairly impressive speakers for the next couple of meetings. Jackie Anderson from Marietta is going to speak with us this coming week. Jackie, as many of you know, is a scholarship winner. She's a teacher of visually impaired kids. She's a mom. She's got lots of great stuff to share. At the next meeting is a secret, but we'll tell you about it as soon as we have it finalized. But if you know folks who are out there who, for whatever reason, are not involved with the Federation and they can't get to your chapters, they should be involved. Please get them in touch. We're on the website. You can reach us that way. My direct email that I use is successwithoutseeing@gmail.com. So you can put them in touch with me that way. Please, you know, anybody, everybody who can to be involved with the Federation. And this is a great way to get people in. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary Lou. I know nobody cares about door prizes, but Mindy has an announcement to make about door prizes. I know nobody really wants any.
Okay, we don't have any egg separators this year. If you have door prizes that you have not given us yet, I'd like to talk with you after this meeting because I want to write them down. If you're bringing something, if you're bringing cash for your chapter, I need to know that. I need to write it down. So I will take all of that at the end of this meeting, if that would be possible. And then, Mike, if you wouldn't mind helping us get that to the Yankee Room. That's my announcement. If you have any kind of door prizes, please bring them up here after this meeting. Thank you.
Did I get a question down there? Hold on. Somebody at the end of the table asking? Chancey, okay. Give Chancey a mic. Does Chancey have a mic yet? Okay.
I do? Oh, thanks. Hey, I heard somebody in the distance say, "Where's the Yankee boardroom?" If you're wondering about that and you haven't yet gotten one, please come to what was the registration table and pick up a Braille map and a map key. We made them at the library, and we hope they're useful.
And just for clarification, the Yankee boardroom is a room that we're using basically for an office and storage.
Yeah, you don't have any reason to go there unless you're storing or picking up. Right. Oh, we have. She said we have tactile maps that were made at the Library for the Blind that are available at the registration table. Anybody else? I'm about to entertain a usual motion.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor? Opposed? Thank you, folks.